What if your emotions weren't holding you back, but pointing you towards the you that's been waiting to rise? Underneath the old beliefs, emotional wounds, and people-pleasing, you know there's more. More joy, more peace, more of you ready to rise. It's time to step into and claim your penthouse potential. Welcome to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, your transformational coach, corporate wellness facilitator, and nervous system regulator. Let's rise.
Well, welcome everyone. Let's rise together and start pushing those buttons on the floor we want to be on and stop just standing in the parking lot or on the first floor. Let's rise up to that penthouse together. So I am Sandy Bird, Sandy with two E's and a Y, B-Y-R-D. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator on Inspired Choices Network. So if you are listening to me anywhere else, go ahead and anytime you want, you can join us in the chat room and have an open conversation while we are doing my show. But anyway, like I said, I am Sandy Bird. And why am I an expert on the emotional elevator? Because I have been on the emotional elevator all my life. And what I mean by that is I have been stuck in the parking deck to the first to second floor, and now I am riding in the penthouse suite, but I know I've got to come down to keep rising up. So what do I do? I do a lot of things. Been coined the Costco of coaching because I not only work with people who have dealt with severe trauma from childhood trauma, but I also work with people who deal just with normal. That's probably not the appropriate word, but who want to thrive in life, who want to start forgiving themselves for carrying what we'll talk about tonight and start living that authentic self. See, I thought 4 years ago I was being authentic. I realized I wasn't. I just more so recently realized I am being more authentic than I ever have, and I keep reaching for more authenticity within myself. So I help individuals transform their lives from being stuck in maybe past beliefs, false past beliefs, maybe what society expects of us and who you want to be. I am also a wellness facilitator for corporate America, where I use Legos and laughter yoga to help dive into the creativity and create those happy hormones and actually level the playing field and have basic fun. It takes that bringing that child back to open up the creativity within yourself. I'm also a nervous system regulator, and that's a big thing I do with my clients is help them to learn how to regulate their nervous system, especially when you're working through trauma, maybe even a substance use disorder, or maybe you're just trying to thrive through forgiveness in life, or maybe you're trying to empower yourself or become the authentic person you're meant to be. In order to strive for that, you have to also learn how to regulate your nervous system. So when a trigger or a challenge comes up, you can handle it with grace and calm and peace. So let's get started with this show, because this show kind of blends into a lot of my shows, because this is the backpack of burdens, lighten your daily load. Each morning, what are you choosing to pack into your day? Fuel that energizes you or burdens that drain you. Your energy is precious. Carry only what lifts you up. In this episode, we will talk about invisible backpack we all strap on every morning. Some days it's filled with the essentials that supports us, like gratitude, intention, and clarity. Other days it overflows with stress, to-dos, and other people's problems that zap our energy before we even start. I will guide you through simple ways to notice what you're packing daily, how to unpack the unnecessary, and how to load up on what fuels your spirit. When you learn to manage your energy like this, you'll wake up each day lighter, more focused, and ready to rise. So yeah, I want you to kind of take a moment and just take a good breath if you're able to, unless you're driving a car or doing something intentional. I want you to imagine a backpack, and this is your backpack of life. What is in it? Is there some self-doubt in it? Is there some people-pleasing? Is there some, maybe a substance use disorder? Maybe it's like, I'm not enough. Maybe it's nobody cares what I have to say. Maybe it's all those and burdens. Maybe it's that little voice in the back of your head that's telling you you're not good enough. Nobody's going to listen to you. How can you respect others when you can't even respect yourself? You think you can do that? You can't do that. You didn't even blah, 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 blah. See, that's what a lot of us carry every day in our life, is that backpack of burden. But how do we free ourselves from that backpack? First, we got to open it. We got to look in it. And we got to understand what's in it. What is in my backpack of burdens? Is it the voices? Is it that big, huge book, I Am Not Enough, and that's weighing me down every day? Do we even know how to start your day in gratitude? How to start your day with intentions? How to walk in to the world every day with already feeling like I'm ready to be empowered? I'm ready to be challenged. I mean, none of us really wake up, do we, and say, you know what, God, whatever challenge you have for me, I'm ready. No, we really don't say that. But when we can wake up and say, you know what, I am grateful for whatever comes my way today. See, that's what I like to put in my backpack nowadays. It's tools. It's essential items to guide me through my day. And in every single one of my backpacks, there is a journal. In my briefcase to my backpacks, there is a journal, a notebook, just maybe a simple notebook where I can capture what it is that maybe if I'm walking into a group of people or if I'm just out doing some business out with people or out in the open and I just want to jot down something that came to me, what maybe I noticed. Because these journals actually help us to be aware of when we're feeling these feelings and how to work through them. Because I feel writing it down, acknowledging it, is an essential tool that we first have to do. Because whose voice is in that backpack? Is it yours? Or is it a past voice? Maybe that child. Maybe the an influential adult that was in your life, maybe even a friend that maybe laughed and teased you and called you names, but because you thought they were a friend or you believed in the moment that that was a friend, you believe what was said to you because you wanted to please them. In your backpack, do you have people pleasing? Because if you have that in your backpack, what you need to do is learn to set boundaries and acknowledge, what is it that I'm holding on to that I don't need to hold on to? Because we do carry around these backpacks and they are cumbersome, they're heavy. And it's when we can start just picking out a part of it and going, you know what, I'm going to lighten my load. Because how many times as kids, if you're around my age, you didn't have a tablet that you walked around with. You actually had those thick, heavy books. And a lot of times, we might have needed to carry five of them home, but we left one at school because we didn't want to carry that load. So why do we continue to do it in our life? Why do we continue to hunch over like we're carrying that big backpack because we're scared in life or we're intimidated in life? Or anxious in life. What if you could turn all that around and start standing up straight, lightening the load, letting go of some of the things in your backpack, and maybe put in light things like gratitude. I am enough. I am worthy of all things. Maybe it's empty because you've spoke your truth. So now your backpack is empty. Oh, because you spoke that truth. Because most of the time, that's what it takes. It takes speaking a truth for things to float away, as I'm making hand gestures like it's floating away. And think about it. If you're climbing the stairs of life, you're climbing the ladder, do you really want that heavy backpack on your back? Maybe if you're training to be a Navy SEAL or a firefighter or a police officer or something where you have to carry the heavy backpack. But what if you don't have to carry that for any reason? So you just want to keep walking up the stairs of life. And as you keep walking, it gets easier and easier because you're letting things go. Now, what exercise I would love for you to take on is write down a burden or something that you believe or think that's in your backpack of life, your burden backpack of life. Think about something. Maybe it's, I'm not enough. Say it out loud and then ask. If you wrote down, I am not enough, and then ask yourself, why am I not enough? You're acknowledging that thought. And then counteracting against points of it. So let's say your backpack is full. The biggest book, whatever you want to visualize in that backpack is, I am not enough. I'm not enough. Why am I not enough? Because I like to be silly. That's enough. I like to run around. I like to play practical jokes. I like where I'm at in life. Well, all of those are good qualities. Now, when you sit down and go, I am not enough, why? Well, because of my past. You know, that's in the past. That's what we got to start letting go. A lot of people walk around with that past as if it's the present. No, that's not your present self. And I can tell you with all my clients, that is the biggest thing. I want to let go of this false belief. And when they do, they've got so many tools for the next one and the next one. Because now their backpack is full of tools to use in their life when something comes up where they're questioning. Because when something comes up that you want to question it. Ask yourself why. And then make evidence of the contrary. Because that's what our backpack is usually full of. Is things that we're not willing to be aware of, that we're not willing to speak up of, that we're not willing to say, wow, I lack confidence. How do I lack confidence? Well, I won't go for that promotion, but I did get this job. See, contradict it, and it'll start lightening up your backpack of burden. Because that's what it's about. But first, you got to wake up and ask yourself, who do I want to be today? This is one of my biggest things that I think I say almost on every single one of my shows. Who do I want to be today? How do I want to show up? And when that negative thought comes in, you can acknowledge it and go, well, that's not who I want to be today. I want to be the person that's confident, that walks in the room and gets acknowledged. And here's the thing. When you walk in the room and get acknowledged, you got to be aware that you're being acknowledged. So if you say, today, I want to be confident. When I walk in the room, I want to be acknowledged. So acknowledgement is The little things too. We think they have to be these big, grand, someone lets off balloons, pops a bottle of champagne. Woo-hoo, that a boy. Sometimes it's the person that has never really spoken to you comes up and says, "Hey, Sandy, how are you today?" And you're like, you got that weird look like, wow, they never really, that's acknowledging you. They're seeing you. And that's the confidence. One of the biggest acknowledgments that I have practiced a lot is complimenting someone, or when I meet someone and they shake my hand and they have that firm handshake, I'm like, man, that is a powerful handshake. I can feel your confidence. And if you ever say that sometimes to somebody that lacks it, you'll watch. All of a sudden, it's like, bam, their chest is out and their head's risen and their shoulders are down and back. Because you've acknowledged. But the problem is then they walk away from you and they slump over again until they can then say, you know what Sandy said today is truth. Not what my mom said, not what my dad said, not what my pastor said, not what my priest said, not what Sally Joe said, not what my teacher in third grade said. No, what you say to yourself. So anyway, we're going to go on a break. I am Sandy Bird, Sandy with those two E's in the BYRD. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator on Inspired Choices Network. You can follow me on any social media under Sandy Bird. You can go to my website, sandybird.com, if you're ready to unload your backpack of burdens, those false beliefs. If you want to reach out to me, you can email me. I'm going to keep saying this because I love when people reach out to me in an email or on social media saying, "Hey, I watched your show. I want to follow you," or, I listened to your show and that made sense to me. I like those comments. But Sandy at sandybird.com, sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. There's many ways you can reach me. And remember, like I always say, conversation calls are free. If you just want to get on there and just maybe just want to say, maybe you just need to be acknowledged that you're ready to work on yourself, even if I'm not the person. So thank you for joining me tonight on Emotional Oliver, and we're going to go to that break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. I am Sandy Bird. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator. And if you are enjoying my show, please give me a 5-star review on iTunes. Search, of course, if you're just tuning in to search for Emotional Elevator. It helps me, it's grateful to me, and it also assists me to getting the word out there. So if you know anyone who's packing in some burdens of life and you want them to learn the ways to lessen the burden, lessen the load, then, hey, get them into Emotional Elevator. And like I said, you can always find me on all social media platforms as Sandy with those two E's, S-A-N-D-E-E, Bird, B-Y-R-D. That's my website. I'm on all social media as that. You can email me at sandy@sandybird.com or sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. But I started talking about what is in your backpack. Just put the essentials that can support you every day, like a journal. If people pleasing is in your backpack, learn to set some boundaries. And we also carry a lot around the past as the present. We think the past is the present person we are. So what burdens do you have in your backpack? Is it people pleasing? Is it regret or guilt, shame? Maybe it's unrealistic expectations of others. Because here's the one thing, and this I think was probably the one of the lightest besides my own self-doubt and I'm not enough, was letting go of expectations of everybody else around me. Because putting that in that backpack was also weighing me down. Expecting others to do as they say. You can't expect that from anyone else. That is something to get out of your backpack. And whose emotions are you carrying around in that backpack? Are you carrying around maybe a sibling's, maybe an ex, maybe something many years ago in school, maybe something within your parish that you're carrying around? You don't need to carry that around anymore. Look in that backpack. Let's start unpacking it. Because life is so much easier if you can start unpacking your backpack. And here's a way to also reframe things in your life that might be in your backpack. And this is all about lightening the load. And like I say, if you can change some things in your backpack, if you can change guilt to grace, shame to self-compassion. Sorry, I have a hair that keeps flying in my face. Fear to faith and comparison to curiosity. Just think if you could change those four words to powerful words, how much lighter would your backpack be? Guilt to grace. Think about that. I feel guilty. My shoulders are lumped over. Grace. I'm lighter. My body feels better. Shame. Self-comparison. Self-compassion, not self-comparison. I don't know where that came from. Self-compassion. To have compassion for myself. Fear. Faith. Comparison. That's where the self-comparison came from. Comparison to curiosity. Why? Why are you trying to compare yourself to somebody else? Is it curiosity on how maybe they got where they are and how you can get there? Because that is your birthright, to be worthy, to be abundant. And those two words, a lot of people have in their backpack, weighing them down because they associate it with materialistic things or monetary things. You can be abundant in life and be broke as hell. You can be worthy in life and be full of kindness, compassion. Because those words are more about an inside gratification, glorification. So now what I'd like to do is just ask you, when we get off this show, or when you stop listening to me, take a few deep breaths within your body. Do a body scan. Where are you feeling heavy? Or ask yourself, what emotion do I have in my backpack? Or what feeling do I have in my backpack that I'm ready to rise above and let go? Because we hold that backpack. That backpack is really in ourselves. It's not on our back. It's in ourselves. It's this, if you think of a backpack, it's our whole midsection from our head down to our hips. That's our backpack of life. And when we carry burdens, sometimes our heart hurts. When we're not enough, sometimes our breath is shallow. When we're not worthy, we have a tight gut. Sometimes even a headache because we're worrying too much. So let's get those burdens in our backpack, those beliefs that are no longer ours, out of that backpack and start loading it up with the tools for gratitude, the tools of grace, the tools of reflection, the tools of faith. And how can you change your life every day? By letting go of the backpack of burden. And it doesn't have to be take out everything, dump it out on the floor. Just close your eyes, take a good deep breath. What is in my backpack that I'm ready to let go? Maybe it is that my backpack's been so heavy for so long, and I'm ready to let it go. And it could be that I'm not enough. And like I started at the beginning of the show, if it's something like I'm not enough, why? Why am I not enough? And start assessing the reasons why. Or I'm just a burden. Why am I a burden? Who told you that? How can you let it go? It's just me. This is who I've always been. No, that's the past being brought into the present. So let's work on that backpack. Let's put that backpack down. Get in that elevator. Put the backpack down in the elevator and push the button to the floor you want to be on. And if you have to, leave the backpack on the elevator, let the doors close, and send it back down. And let somebody else pick it up. Well, you really don't want somebody else to pick up your backpack, but maybe they'll pick it up and dispose of it. Maybe it'll go in that lost and found, or it's just lost forever. So thank you for joining me tonight. I am Sandy Bird, Sandy with two E's, BYRD. I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator, and you can find me on any social media at Sandy Bird or on my website at sandybird.com. And reach out to me. Connection calls are always free, or if something in this show spoke to you. So thank you for joining me tonight.
What if your emotions weren't holding you back, but pointing you towards the you that's been waiting to rise? Underneath the old beliefs, emotional wounds, and people-pleasing, you know there's more. More joy, more peace, more of you ready to rise. It's time to step into and claim your penthouse potential. Welcome to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, your transformational coach, corporate wellness facilitator, and nervous system regulator. Let's rise.